KC2PET, KC2PET. This is KC2PCB. KC2PET, KC2PET, or KE2, DGA? No. Crap. Yes, Brad, I've forgotten your call sign. This is K2PCB.
K2PCB, KC2PET. Don't worry about it. I'm still struggling with his, too.
Okay, I got one of you guys in there. I called off for you there before, and I knew you were working on it, so you may not have heard me. And I figured since we're cruising along here, even though we have a stop coming up in a little bit, I figured I'd give you a shout and inquire as to whether you got it back up and running as it was via a restart process, USB, or if you had to pull the card and copy the image over.
Well, it should have happened, but it happened. I had to pull a card and do a backup on it. I had actually format the card and everything. I don't know what happened, but wasn't happy. But I did get it back working. Thank God I made that backup. That would have been a lot longer process, probably getting it back going if I haven't had it done that. But yeah, I don't know what happened. It did a backup, and it wouldn't read the SD card anymore after it did the tried doing the backup, and then it said it failed the backup, and it would not reboot after that. No matter what I tried, you know, unplug things in, it didn't matter. It just didn't want to boot.
Yeah, that's awfully peculiar, especially after doing the update. Something got corrupted, and then, so I must have been doing something that was updating the Linux operating system where something may have already been corrupted. Now, it sounds like something may still be wrong if you have tried to turn on the Echolink in the modules comp, and if your configuration is set up properly, that should work. I mean, I say should because you haven't really changed anything else. That was a clean ASL 3 install. There's no reason why it should be giving you trouble. It's not like you've been, hacking at it, making customizations like I like to do. Yours is a pretty clean system. I don't know why it would have that trouble. Now, I guess you could have started from scratch, but my other question to you is, when you set up your Echolink conf, did you copy the configuration file from Hamvoip, or did you just take the blank slate config file from ASL3 and make your specific updates?
Let me get right back to you. Evelyn is calling me. I'm doing breakfast, too, between. I'll give you a few minutes. This is KC2PET.
Okay. We're driving through a couple garage sales on the way to our kayaking spot, so if I'm not in here when you come back, I'm in and out. Okay, K2PCB, cruising along.
Okay, back, KC2PET.
All right, I got you back in there. We're actually cruising through, Golden Ponds Estates. They're having a park-wide garage sale today. We're heading out to Niagara County to go kayaking, and we made this our route there.
Well, it seems like a nice day. I'm sitting on my deck right now, actually eating my breakfast. Hopefully the water's not too cold. I don't even know what the water temperature would be on something. I think the lake's at like 54-ish or something like that. So it's got a ways to go before I would even put my toe into the lake. But the Echolink thing is still puzzling me. It hangs up on that load. I don't know what the deal is. I'm going to only do my take screenshots on my phone, and I'll bring them in on Monday. Like I said, I got too much going on this weekend, but I'm glad at least it's back up and running.
Actually, if you don't, I'm going to say you could do one of two things. You could either take the config file and
redo it. Cause
did you say you wanted one of those things again that you gave away last time?
No. No. You could take the, what am I saying here? The, losing my train of thought. The blank configuration file and start over. It's only like 5 lines you need to change. Or if you want, if you're using WinSIP, an SVP, if you send me that, if you, you know, you can just download that to your PC. If you send me that, I can run that through that, what is it, WinMerge, which will compare, and it'll look for any characters, any odd stuff. You know, sometimes you can get characters that are in there that are throwing off the configuration. I do that when I redo the firmware for the printer. Sometimes if you accidentally put in the wrong character, it can really cause you some problems. And it helps you find that when you compare one version to the next. If you wanted to send me the original.
Okay, I can do either or. And, oh, yeah, the answer to your question, I did start with a clean slate. Yeah, that's how, especially in ALS 3, that's how it came. There was nothing populated, so I did start fresh. So, I looked at it, again, it was like 10 o'clock when I finally got this back up and running, and I was letting it do its updates. And it didn't reboot. I think I had just shut down, and I just turned it back on this morning, and it finally came back up. But, did do a fresh install of Echolink, so I thought I had everything correctly, but like you said, it just takes a certain character out of place to mess everything up.
Okay. Yeah, if you want to send me that config file when I get home later, I can take a look at that. You send it to the k2pcb.com at gmail.com. Well, I'm going to hop out here for a second. We have a couple in a small vicinity here. We're going to pop out and take a walk around.
Do you want me to ask you
okay.
about that thing that hooks in the back of your truck? Is that what it was?
The basket thing? Yeah, if she thinks she needs it. Okay, I'm gonna go, Ross. This is K2PCB. Maybe I'll catch up with you later.
All right, Travis. Well, happy kayaking. Hope it's a good one for you. And thanks for coming back to me and giving me a little test this morning. I was kind of wondering how this was going to play back out. All right, have a good day. It's K2PC.
All right, K2PCB clear.